right, hi. Today I'm going to share some insights from path analysis of high throughput phenotyping traits, lint yield, and yield components in an exotic upland cotton population. So previous studies and our own data show that high throughput phenotyping traits, specifically canopy reflectance and temperature, correlate with lint yield. And these technologies have allowed us to take pretty regular measurements of plant health and development throughout the growing season. Still, methods to analyze and interpret this data are limited, primarily because these measures are often multidimensional and highly correlated. And so the objectives of this work were to quantify the phenotypic diversity of an exotic upland cotton population, not only for agronomic performance, but also plant developmental traits, as measured by a ground-based or proximal high-throughput phenotyping system, and then estimate the relationships between those developmental traits and lint yield using path analysis. So we evaluated 216 exotic cottons alongside 8 cultivars under irrigated and rain-fed conditions at the Sandhills Research Station in North Carolina, in a partnership with North Carolina State University, in both 2016 and 2017. And so in addition to measuring lint yield and yield components at the end of the season, we also took measurements of NDVI, or normalized difference vegetation index, and plant height on a weekly basis from about 45 to 80 days after planting. And so from that, we calculated leaf area index. And so this figure shows those values during the main reproductive period throughout those seasons. And so from that, we estimated genotype effects for 3 different developmental traits, including leaf area index prior to bloom, and then we split the growth period into two separate stages. One I'm calling growth rate during the early developmental or early flowering period, and then growth rate during the late flowering period. And so we just looked at the linear slopes of those for growth rates during those periods. And so next, we looked at the relationships between those developmental variables and lint yield using path analysis. And so this figure shows the results from the irrigated trial in 2016. And all 3 of the developmental variables had significant indirect effects on lint yield, more specifically a leaf area index prior to bloom. And the early growth rate had a positive relationship with bull number. And then the growth rate during the late flowering period had a negative relationship with both lint percent and bull weight. And so one of the take-homes we found here is what we're really explaining with these developmental variables is that they're related to lint yield through effects on bull number or relationship with bull number. And moving forward, we're looking at using path analysis as a simple method to derive selection indices based on high throughput phenotyping traits based on these indirect effect estimates. All right. And if you guys would like to discuss this any further or have any questions, please see me at poster 76. Thank you.